Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The market pulled back from record highs today, but the headline numbers, S&P down 6/10, NASDAQ down 1%, they don't tell the whole story, do they?
Not at all. It felt like a tale of two markets. We saw the S&P 500 literally touch a new all-time high, getting within half a point of 6,700, and then it just rolled over. What was the anchor dragging us down?
It was the generals, the mega caps. NVIDIA, Oracle, Amazon, Tesla, all under pressure. The big catalyst was scrutiny on that massive NVIDIA OpenAI deal. Whispers of it being a vendor financing arrangement, coupled with real doubts about the energy required for that kind of computing power, spooked investors.
And Fed Chair Powell didn't help, basically saying equity prices are fairly highly valued. So the big names got hit on valuation fears. But here's the interesting part. If you weren't in those top 10 stocks, your day might have looked very different.
Exactly. This is the key takeaway. The S&P 500 equal-weighted index actually closed positive. The small caps and mid caps also held up much better. This wasn't a broad market sell-off. It was a rotation. Money was flowing out of the giants and looking for a new home.
So let's follow that money. Where did it land?
Well, the obvious winner was the energy sector, up a strong 1.7% as crude oil climbed back over $63 a barrel. But the real under-the-surface strength was in the industrial and defense names. We saw stocks like KTOS and LHX grinding higher all afternoon, closing strong. That's a classic sign of institutional accumulation.
So we're seeing a shift into the backbone of the economy. Industrials, materials. What else showed that kind of strength?
Materials, absolutely. METC, a coal name, had a picture-perfect trend day, just stair-stepping higher and closing on its highs with rising volume. And then you had a name like Crane, NXT, CXT, which was just a monster, up nearly 15%.
15%? What was the story there?
It's a great one. The Federal Reserve published its 2026 currency print order, and it's calling for a massive increase, almost 90% in higher denomination bills. Think 50s and 100s. Those bills need sophisticated anti-counterfeiting tech, and that is Crane's specialty. It's a direct, fundamental catalyst.
I see. So while the market was focused on AI drama, real-world orders were driving these huge moves. Now, speaking of tech, we have to talk about Micron. They reported after the bell.
Yes, and MU exploded higher in the after-hours session, surging up towards the $175 mark. This makes the semiconductor space the one to watch tomorrow. It's a classic event-driven gap-up. The key will be whether it can hold those post-market gains. That will set the tone for the whole sector.
All right, let's get tactical for tomorrow's session. For traders listening, what are some of the actionable setups you're watching based on today's price action?
I'm focused on those continuation plays, the stocks that showed relative strength today. Take METC. It closed strong at 32. The plan is to look for an entry on a small pullback, maybe into the 31.70 to 31.95 zone. Your stop would be under 31.20, and you're targeting a move through the highs towards 32.50 and then 33.
And what about those defense names that were so strong into the close?
Same playbook. LHX had a very controlled, tight grind higher. A dip buy opportunity near 285.60 to 285.90 looks attractive. If it can clear today's resistance around 286.40, the next leg up could be to 287.50, maybe even 289. These are the names that institutions were buying while the indexes were selling off.
Okay, those are continuation plays. Any anticipation setups? Something that's coiling and ready to pop?
You know, there is one. It's speculative, but TLRY is interesting. The cannabis stock is wound tight, right under the 1.25 level. If it can break that with any kind of volume, you could see a very quick squeeze toward 1.28 and 1.30. It's a low price name, so manage risk, but the setup is there for a pop.
Got it. Let's zoom back out to the indices. What are the big levels everyone should have marked on their charts for SPY and QQQ?
For the SPY, that 660 level is now critical support. A break below that would be a concern. To the upside, 665 is the first hurdle. For the QQQ, it's all about the 600 level. it's acting as major resistance. Support comes in around 595.
So what's the final takeaway for traders heading into the session?
Don't get spooked by the red headlines. The market is undergoing a healthy and necessary rotation away from crowded mega caps. The leadership is broadening into industrials, defense, and materials. Follow the strength. Focus on the individual setups that are working, not the index value. The game is changing, but the opportunities are still there if you know where to look.
Look beneath the surface and follow the flow. Great insights. That's our prep for tomorrow. Trade smart, and we'll see you next time.